Hey, Rex, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Rex, the Patriots are going to just go walk through today. I walked through yesterday, probably walk through tomorrow, just with a short week. I was curious how you've sort of set it up for your team this week in terms of the practice schedule.
Yeah, very similar. We have walkthroughs every day, and then we'll have a little practice. Ours is about it's timing and things. We'll have a little bit more than that, but not much. I mean, it's obviously about, you just got through playing a game, and it's about keeping your players fresh, and obviously they have to mentally be focused, and it's a new opponent. So I think that's, that's the big thing. But, very similar.
It is a new opponent with a ton of new personnel for you, and you have this quick turnaround. How much information are you guys trying to plow through from the Bills game and everything that you were able to gather from the Patriots in the preseason?
Well, we know New England. I mean, New England's very multiple with their, as far as their offensive and defense, for that matter. What they do game plan wise, they may show something the 1 week and then next week be completely different, and they're very multiple, and so you may get four wides, you may get whatever that maybe you haven't seen, but we've gone against each other enough, to know that that's a possibility. But yeah, you'll look at the Bill game, you'll go back and look at games that you've had against them, and you'll look at other things as well. But I think we know each other well. The personnel is different. I know there's been a lot of talk about their personnel being different. We got seven new starters on defense and five new starters on offense, and two backups to some of the starters on defense. So that's probably new personnel.
What'd you think of the defense put out there by Mike Pettine in terms of scheme on Sunday to counter the Patriots? It seemed to have a pretty good effect, especially on the timing.
Well, hey, Mike does a good job and things like that. Obviously, very competitive game. It looked like they were ahead of them, but we've seen Brady do that time and time again, where you get that lead and all of a sudden here he comes, boom, marches that team right down the field, and that's Brady being Brady.
Speaking of Brady being Brady, I mean, up to that point, Rex, it was a struggle for him. I mean, he's obviously not throwing the Randy Moss, Wes Welker, that 2007 offense there. What did you see from that part of the game in terms of the struggles he was having adjusting to some of these new targets?
Well, I don't know if I classify Tom Brady struggling. I'd have to see that to believe it. I don't think he's ever struggled. So to me, what I saw was a team that could really run the football. And I think, in the past they've run the ball, but not with the conviction that I saw in that first week, against a pretty darn good front. So that's something that obviously looks like New England is going to run the ball more than they've done in the past. And, I saw where two receivers, Tom had such a bad game, they had two receivers over 100 yards. So, oh, my goodness. But, again, you got, a couple of Wes Welker clones over there in Edelman and Amendola. So, it's difficult, no question.
Rex, you obviously went through it's a difficult offseason, the new general manager, quarterback, uncertainty coming in. How important was it to get some positive momentum going on Sunday with that first win?
Well, we have way more positive momentum than people give us credit for. We are 3-1 in the preseason. I think that's good. Beats the alternative. And, inside our building, it's been nothing but positive. We've had probably as good of off-season as anybody in the league when it comes to, the amount of players here for voluntary work, the type of work they're doing, our mini camps and then our training camp with the, we had great competition at several positions. And, we have a close football team. So I think this is, we've had – I don't know what the general, I mean, I think I know what the general consensus is out there, but it's not even close. You know, we've had nothing but positive vibes through our locker room.
Yeah, no, it's not good, the general consensus on the outside. But saying
no, but it's beautiful. Not one person has been in this locker room saying it. So it's, you know, we're excited about how we did. If you watch us in any of our preseason games, the way we competed, even that third preseason game against some guys that weren't making a team, they wanted to play like Jets, and they're playing their tails off. And I think that's that's what you can expect from this team.
When you look at the tenor of the coverage that you've had, you were celebrated and, you know, you had so much success early, and certainly the tenor of the coverage has put you in the crosshairs of the New York media over the last 3 or 4 months. When it's all said and done someday, whether it's with Lombardi's in New York or not, you'll have a hell of a book to write about the whole ride in New York, no?
Hey, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that because I think... you know, there's a lot more left, here to go. And as I said, you know, I took it as when all this came down, it was like, hey, I'm just taking it like it's my first year, and that's where it is. That's where my energy is. That's where my focus is. It might not be outwardly in the media or whatever, but it's certainly the same in the building, and that's where it is. And the great thing is, we get to prove it, and we go on the field. I think this team's a way better football team than people give it credit for. And, I think we were 32nd, ranked 32nd in the power rankings. I'm sure we're 31st this week, so we'll see.
Rex, you never know how somebody's going to respond to a situation until they're in it. And I saw Gerald McCoy say that he was impressed with how Geno, you know, he got hit a lot early, but he kept his calm. Were you, I guess, pleasantly surprised, or were you not surprised and you sort of knew that that's how he would respond on Sunday?
Well, we weren't surprised because, this is what we saw all through training camp until the young man got hurt. So this is the player that we saw. And in fact, he's got a huge arm. He can throw the ball with anybody in the league, and he does have some poise. You know, he went through 8 days of through our practices and training camp without throwing an interception, and so I think that's going against pretty good defense. So I think that's that tells you about this young man. And we'll see. Now he's hurt. He hurts his ankle. He's 6-7 throwing against Detroit. He hurts his ankle, and then he goes in and plays against the Giants, and he wasn't even close to 100%. His timing's off. He wasn't driving the football, and they did a nice job against him. So, we'll see. But to say that we were surprised, no, not at all.
Hey, Rex, how did you feel about Muhammad Wilkerson guaranteeing a victory yesterday?
Hey, there you go. Well, you know what? I think it's, you're never going to win unless you believe you can. And that's it. You know, we'll have a team out there. We've never gone into a game we didn't think we'd win, ever. I know I haven't. Now, do we recognize it's a huge challenge? Yeah, I guess. You know, no question. You're playing on a short week. You're playing against, arguably one of the best teams in the National Football League with the best coach and if he's not the best quarterback, he's right there, with Peyton Manning, both those two. But it's like, give me a break. Like, we know what we're up against, but I'll be dang if we're going out there to lose a game. You know, we're coming up there to win the game. And, and that's the way we always do. You know, now it doesn't happen, all the time. But, we're certainly coming up there, with that in mind. We're not we know we're playing the Patriots and an excellent football team with a great coach, a great quarterback, some great players over there. But, you got big Vince and everything else. But, that doesn't mean anything to us. We're going there to try to win.
There's been, I think, 9 games you've coached as the head coach of the Jets against the Patriots. We've seen some great defensive plans. Sometimes you've rushed 2. Drop 9, sometimes you brought the house. I mean, do you ever run out of things to come up with when you're playing the same team so many times in a short period of time? And how much does that sort of challenge to come up with something new to try to slow him down excite you?
Well, you know, look, hey, you always are looking at ways to, you know, to improve or whatever, you know, and I think that's, you know, you're always going to do that. But, and you know, especially when you play against somebody like Brady and Belichick, you know, if they know 100% what you're in trouble. Yeah, I mean, you were in trouble. And so, you know, I hope they don't know what we're in 100% of the time. You know, obviously we can't do that. We have to be multiple in what we do.